Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kamakailan lamang ipinagbabawal na ng pamahalaan sa Amerika at Canada ang paggamit ng TikTok sa mga government-issued na aparato o gadgets dahil sa usaping kaligtasan at seguridad. Ito ay kaugnay pa rin sa mga dati pang alegasyon na ang nasabing social media application ay may cyber security risks. Ang tanong ng karamihan ay kung susunod ba ang Australia na magbalangkas ng kaparehong patakaran. Sa mahigit 3 milyong katao na may TikTok account sa Australia, marami sa kanila ay mga Filipino. Sa katunayan, ang numero unong TikTok content creator sa Australia na may 17.9 million followers ay si Sara Magusara, isang Pinay na nakabase sa Queensland. Bukod kay Sara, marami pang ibang mga Filipino ang nakilala sa larangan ng content creation dahil sa platapormang ito. Isa na riyan si Rovi Peralta na nakilala sa kanyang linyang I'm Confused sa TikTok. Sang-ayon si Rovi sa pulisiyang limitahan ang paggamit ng social media habang nasa trabaho, lalo na kung gamit ang device na galing sa kumpanya.
So basically, I understand the feeling of the government for trying to ban or limit the use of TikTok because, syempre, if you're in the workplace setting, ideally, you should be representing your work as well. Because sometimes when you're in social media, the content that you put in might be misinterpreted. And at the same time, there's also this fear of yung data breaching or something like that. I would understand, especially if yung government agencies, they don't want to use that platform whilst at work. Pero kung nasa labas ka na ng trabaho mo after work hours, you're free to film a TikTok. I think that's fair naman, di ba? But again, it will depend pa rin on the type of company or work that you have. But if you work in marketing and your company is trying to sell things, that will be an appropriate place to do a TikTok kasi you're trying to market what you're selling. But if you're inside a different type of job, baka hindi rin appropriate na mag-film ka ng TikTok whilst doing your job.
Nakilala si Rovi sa kanyang trademark na linyang I'm Confused at nagsimula ito sa mga nakakatuwa niyang video reenactment na pagkukumpara sa kultura at nakasanayang kaugalian sa pagitan ng Pilipinas at Australia. Sa pamamagitan ng komedya, hangad ni Rovi na mamulat at makapagbigay impormasyon sa kaibahan ng dalawang bansa. Kahit komedya at pagpapatawa ang napili niyang atake para makahakot ng viewers, seryoso naman si Rovi sa usaping cybersecurity. Bilang isang ina at content creator, batid niya ang responsableng paggamit ng mga social media applications.
I have a son, I have an 8-year-old child, and I also try to limit his consumption on TikTok kasi the problem with TikTok as well as YouTube and other social media platforms, how the algorithm works is they feed your interests and sometimes you don't really control what they see and what they can hear and what they consume on these platforms. Kasi minsan, for example, my son, meron ding tinatawag na YouTube Shorts and lately he's very interested with different countries. And minsan nakaka-grasp siya or nakakuha siya ng information na parang hindi factual. So, for example, Mommy, I heard that this country is like this. And ako, oh, where did you learn that? Oh, I found it in TikTok or in YouTube Shorts. And like kung sinasabi sa kanya, before you believe what you see on the internet, kailangan nagpa-fact-check tayo kasi hindi lahat ng nakikita natin tama. So, maganda rin na yung minor natin, binabantayan natin kasi minsan may nakikita silang mga information na maaaring for fun lang, pero for them, tinitake nila yun as a fact. Pag weekends, medyo happy yung mga bata kasi free sila to use the screens. Pero kami pag weekday, we try to not walang consumption ng screen. And if ever meron man, that is to guide him. For example, meron siyang drawing na gagawin may art. Manonood siya ng YouTube na gagayahin niya sa art. But if he wants to watch something else, siguro we give them an hour or half an hour, pero hindi in YouTube.
Ayon kay Treasurer Jim Chalmers sa kanyang pakikipagpanayam sa ABC, wala pa silang natatanggap na rekomendasyon na ipagbawal o limitahan ang paggamit ng TikTok sa bansa. Anya, masusing pinag-aaralan ito ng pamahalaan habang isinaalang-alang ang naging desisyon ng Canada at Amerika. Sa pakikipagpanayam kay Opposition Cybersecurity Spokesperson James Patterson, sinabi niya na ang TikTok ay maaaring kontrolado ng Chinese Communist Party o CCP at sakop nito ang national security laws sa China. Kaya madali sa kanilang pamahalaan na ipag-utos na kunin at gamitin ang mga impormasyon mula sa TikTok. Dagdag pa niya, hindi malinaw kung anong mga pribado at sensitibong impormasyon ang iniabot na sa Chinese intelligence agencies. Sinabi naman ni Australian cybersecurity expert Susan McLean na kung nababahala ang ibang bansa, dapat din itong bigyang pansin ng Australia.
Well, I think that if anyone actually knew the data that was being collated on them when they used it, how it was being used and the fact it can be fed back to the Chinese Communist Party, many people would simply walk away. But there's not a great understanding of that. And I think that if the American government, the Canadian government are concerned to this level, then we should be looking at it very seriously as well.
Sa kabila ng banta sa seguridad, hindi pa rin maikakaila ang popularidad ng TikTok sa buong mundo. Naitala ang mataas na bilang ng mga aktibong gumagamit ng nasabing app na umaabot sa mahigit 1 billion kada buwan. Kaya malaki ang magiging epekto sa mga tulad ni Roe V sakaling malimitahan ito.
To be honest, I was a bit scared before dun sa TikTok is trying to get the information, ganun-ganun. But siguro parang positive ko kasi siya tinitignan. And I will always say naman na secure naman yung mga passwords ko, ganun. Kasi yung sayang nabibigay sa akin ng paggawa ng TikTok, it's not just me showing myself to the world, but basically me making an impact to a lot of different people na nakakatawa, nakakataba ng puso. For example, may mag-message sa akin na salamat po sa mga information na nabigay nyo. Emotionally, I feel very fulfilled kasi kahit papaano, nakakatulong talaga. If I could be honest, TikTok is like an escape kasi we're very stressed sa buhay natin. Marami tayong iniisip, marami tayong problem. Although I'll be honest, TikTok would be my biggest platform and if gets banned in Australia, that might be very difficult for me kasi I would lose a lot of consumers of my content, but at the same time, I'm trying to diversify to other social media channels like YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, where other people, probably or the government or the company, will feel safer na doon na lang mag-consume ng content.
Pangatlo ito sa top 3 na social media application na aktibong ginagamit ng karamihan. Sumusunod sa Facebook bilang top 1 at Instagram na nasa pangalawang ranggo. Ayon ito sa website na datarepertol.com. Ito na rin ang naging virtual na entablado ng mga Pinoy upang i-showcase sa buong mundo ang kanilang pang-world-class na talento at para sa iba ay naging hanap buhay na rin.
And if for example, I will not lie, there's a really big opportunity in social media to have an extra earning and I'm really happy na kahit papaano, social media is helping me financially as well because sometimes I get projects na may bayad, minsan wala, but you know, it's a really good side hustle at the same time. It's not easy to be in social media because you're opening yourself to a lot of different people. And a lot of different people will have different opinions about what you say or what you do. So just be mindful of that.
Dahil hindi maiiwasang gamitin ang mga social media apps sa panahon ngayon, nagbahagi ng mga tips ang isa sa mga kilalang TikTok content creators sa Pilipinas na si Joyce Glorioso o mas kilala bilang Joyang. Batid niyang mahalaga na maging responsable sa paggamit nito dahil sa lawak ng kanyang sakop na audience. Sa kasalukuyan, si Joyang ay mayroong 2.4 million followers sa TikTok.
Be yourself, embrace your flaws, and think the positive side of life. Be up-to-date and very knowledgeable about all sides of your industry. Understand your audience. Be sensitive in what we upload or share on our social networking accounts. And avoid sharing personal information. Be unique as possible and create your own style. There's always room for improvement. So keep practicing your craft. And lastly, never give up.
Sinang-ayunan din ito ni Rovi.
If you want to start being a content creator, it's okay. You know, find what interests you as well and then start creating your content. I will always be careful of what you put out there. When you become a social media person, you will always inspire a person. So always think na I'm inspiring someone. So I have to be careful of what I put out there. Also be careful din po sa ating mga pinupost, especially when it involves our family. actually, yung security risk, mag-post ka sa harap ng kotse mo, andun pala yung plate number. Alam mo yun, then I was called out as well when I posted a photo of my son na naka-school uniform. Okay. It's also a security risk din sa kanya kasi we don't know how people also on the internet behave na baka puntahan yung anak natin or kunin. So those are also security risks. It's not just about the data that will be breached, di ba? Once we're out there, kahit lima lang yung followers natin or 1 million, one of that 5 or one of that million will look up to us and will think of us as role models. So that's why we have to be careful. We always have to think to be the positive person to that person's life.
Ivy Carasi para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.